There were many reasons to come and enjoy the festivities at this year's Morehead Arts and Eats Festival. Despite the bursts of rain that came during the first couple of hours, you could still see numerous Morehead residents and visitors teeming through Main Street as they perused the local crafts and food that ranged from fresh-cooked lobster rolls to fried Spam sandwiches. And while that's all well and good, there's actually a bigger cause behind it all.
The Arts and Eats Festival donates their proceeds to charitable organizations. And you have to fill out an application and submit financial data, and then they go through the process of elimination and decide who's going to get it.
That was Chair of Rowan County Christmas, Becky Hitchcock, one of the charities receiving donations from the event. Other benefactors are Christian Social Services and the Gateway Homeless Coalition. Hitchcock adds the money raised in the Main Street gathering will go a long way for her organization.
And Rowan County Christmas collects money and toys all year long to give to needy children of Rowan County. You have to be a resident of Rowan County, and you have to meet certain income guidelines. We also spend a good chunk of the money for food vouchers that we give to give them a little extra meal or a little extra food during Christmas.
And the camaraderie wasn't limited to just the festival goers, but to the booth owners as well.
We have, we're offering banana nut bread, zucchini bread, different types of breads, sweets that you can come and only cost you one ticket for a piece.
That was Greg Guy, pastor of the Morehead Christway Church. He says he and members of his church were very happy to come be part of the cause.
Well, that's a good opportunity to be able to help all the organizations with the Operation Christmas, some of the other charities that we're helping out with. Plus, it also helps expose our church and some of our ministries that we have going on also.
And as for Paul Bishop with Pasquale's and the Bakery on Main, he says he's happy to see the area of town really thrive.
We've got some of our cupcakes, cookies, and some of our pretzels we make here at the bakery. And then we also did some red beans, rice, and sausage. And we also did a vegetarian version without any meat for Pasquale's. And we're just about just giving back to the community, getting out here, and just seeing a lot of different people.
Nearly $13,000 was raised at this year's Arts and Eats Festival. And though that's down from last year, those involved feel it was a big success. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Tanner Boyd.